gals from Equine Connection, the Academy of Equine Assisted Learning. Hi, I'm Carrie.
I'm Carolyn.
And I'm Carson.
Welcome to our podcast.
You will be listening to some of our best moments of helping people to live their best lives, and all while, get this, working with horses.
We will be your hosts and have tons of guests along the way. Subscribe today and happy listening.
Have you ever thought about running a business with horses and people, but you just have absolutely no idea where you would even start, who you would help, and there's all these questions just rolling through your head all the time, but you know this is the direction that you want to go?
I have. I think that's definitely a question a lot of people have before getting into this industry, for sure. And today is a day that we get to help you out with those, with that problem.
Absolutely. Yes, the clients, who it is that we can help. And of course, through the power of our beautiful horses. Why? Because they're so sensitive. They're aware of their surroundings at any given moment. And of course, that helps us to be able to help the people to what? Help themselves. And of course, in any place in the world, all human beings need help in building skills, in moving forward. We don't know what's happened to any human being, but through the power of that horse and allowing them to be a teacher, that's the benefit, because that's what helps the human being to answer their own questions to be able to move forward.
And it really is for all walks of life, because the day we stop learning is the day that we dead.
Dirt nap.
Yep. So it really is applicable, and the sky is the limit as to who this program and these programs can help, because we all need skills.
We do.
Even us well-adjusted adults such as ourselves right here all need skills every single day, and to be learning every single day as well.
Especially communication. Wouldn't you agree?
Totally.
Jump and tune effect.
Quite regularly, yeah. We're doing something like, we need to go back and take that program.
We finally think we've got it, and then boom, no we don't. Back to our programs we go. But at least they're already created and designed, so we just got to take them.
So who are we, and why are we here talking to you about this today? My name is Carolyn. I am the Director of Sales and Marketing for the Equine Connection, the Academy of Equine Assisted Learning. And an instructor and a facilitator. I guess I should. We have lots of things to do here.
So many things. Hi, my name is Carrie Fulmack with obviously the Equine Connection, the founder and master instructor for the certified course that we do globally around the world, helping not only yourself with a life-changing course, but again, in turn, now helping other human beings on this earth to be able to move forward with that confidence and knowing their unique, beautiful gifts make a difference in this world.
And I am Carson Scooter. I'm the social media guru here at Equine Connection, as well as a facilitator and instructor. We all have very short names.
So. Yeah. Like to keep it simple.
So as a result of becoming certified with us, our clients leave with a life-changing, ready-made business, including exceptional tools that you'll need to be successful, an empowered team to move you and your business forward, refreshed awareness and remarkable communication with your horses, and leave with soul-altering confidence, knowing that you are doing exactly what you were meant to do in this life.
So if this sounds like everything that you've ever wanted and more, of course, then when do you start? Well, today is a great day to learn more information about that and figure out how you can start moving towards your beautiful career in equine-assisted skill development. And really, we've been doing this since 2009 now. And the amazing part about these programs is we've never had a single soul come into this arena
and not making a change.
Yeah, everybody gets a change, whether it be something that is completely life-altering or whether it be something that just gives them the start of an idea. Everybody experiences change here, and this is what makes it the best career on the planet, because we get to be a part of that every single day as well.
And, you know, and I think it's because, too, you know, people are tired of people telling them what they need to do to make a change in their lives. But when this beautiful, magnificent creature, the horse, tells them what needs to be changed, they know the answers inside. And that's the part that I always love too, is human beings are actually very smart. Mm-hmm. And they actually know how to solve the problems to
their lives.
But again, sometimes we get stuck or we get lost in all the things that are happening, and we do too much of this versus, you know, listening to our guts more. And that's where the horses are so powerful in helping us to know what it is we need to know to move forward.
So how can you combine those two passions of working with horses and people if you have no idea who you want to help or where to go or what it is you're even doing? So the first one we're going to talk about is
really thinking about the people in your life.
Yeah.
It's the ones closest to you first, because those are the people that inspire us. Those are the ones that are in our lives that we see, oh my gosh, I wish she could just find herself, or I wish he just had an idea of how amazing he was, or whatever that piece is. Think of those people that are that you know personally, who you want to help some way.
Yeah. Maybe it's family. Maybe it's your best friend whose daughter is going through, I mean, anorexia, any of those problems, that child who's depressed at school or bullied, your best friend who maybe just lost her husband and she doesn't know how she's going to do everything. She didn't even know how to do all the financial pieces before or manage the household. It's people that have affected our lives that we see every day that we actually know of personally.
And we do have some, can I read one of these now?
Yeah, we've got, okay? It's about really telling stories over the next while, because we want you to hear from what our clients actually say after one program, what actually happens to them and how they come up with solving those answers. Because just so you're aware, with our programs, only run for an hour and 15 minutes. And this is the profound stuff that they get out of it.
Yeah. Well, and for any of you out there too, if you've been around a horse, you know exactly how profound it is just to be around them, just to be in their presence.
So true.
And the reason I thought this one was so good is just because it is those people that are personally in our lives that we affect the most. And this is what one of our participants said after a course. Today I learned I didn't have intent while leading my horse, which is why my children don't have a firm structure or foundation with me.
Huge.
I went through one task without thinking, which makes me realize I jump in too fast. Going on one other obstacle, I realized I was part in fault of the breakdown in communications and relationship goals.
Like profound.
Massive. Yeah, and she actually went home and took that information and said, no, we have to come up with a different structure with her kids. And it was that's a huge deal in that structure piece and how to live with their families together. Okay, so this is another one. You cannot leave without being confident of where you would like to go. He knows how I'm feeling and knew how to help me while I guided him. He taught me not to be worried, and he can read my feelings and emotions better than I can sometimes. Which is pretty phenomenal as well, when people start to get these little moments of being in tune with yourself, where you're like, holy crap, that is how I feel. How did this happen from working with a horse? But it's so very true. And by looking at those people in your life, that's where you can really start to figure out, where is your passion going to lay for the people that you want to be able to help? So once you've got the people in your life figured out, then from there, you want to figure out people in your community.
And even, I was still just kind of thinking about, you know, those people that you personally know. One thing I would do as well, because if you are considering this, if this is where you're wondering, who are my clients? I would talk to your family and your friends, or those people that you know, or the people that you know who know of people, because I would actually question out, what do you think that your son needs? What do you think that your daughter needs? Because maybe they've done all the therapies and all the regular things and nothing is helping. I would ask them what they feel or think that their loved needs or is missing. Because again, someone who is no talking, no communicating, whether it be through verbal or body language, well, this is huge stuff, because if they're closing down on us, how are they ever going to be able to move forward in life? And of course, these programs are
And it's not even just with the youth who are depressed and the women and everything else. If you're into the corporate world and you've been in there long enough, and you know that these team members need to learn how to communicate and they don't know how to problem solve and all of these things, that's another direction.
The generational issues right now in the workforce. This is the first time we've had five generations in one workforce. No idea how to communicate with each other, because they're from completely different, like, you know, that what's that book, Men Are From Mars, Women Are
Venus.
They need, like, boomers are from Mars and millennials are from Venus or something like that now, because it's completely different methodology of speaking to each other.
Absolutely.
So yes, going into this next piece as well, to broaden your horizons a little bit, because first you
You said next piece. Never mind. Just kidding.
Who can you help?
And now we're back to this one. So then you start, once you figured out the people that are directly in your life, then you kind of broaden that horizon a little bit and going to, who can you help in your community? Because there could be groups or there could be people that you've already heard stories of, you know, like, my friend's friend, her kid did this or whatever else like that. And those stories kind of get passed down. You think, oh my goodness, wouldn't it be beautiful to be able to help that person? Start figuring out who all of those people are within your community as well. So that you'll community.
Well, in schools, if you were wanting to help youth, if that is part of your heart is to help the youth, this one we can all promise. Mm. There is bullying going on. There is situations of not feeling great about where they're going, or they're feeling great about where they're going, but they're needing to find other answers, because these programs are not just for, you know, helping people who are like, I don't know, what's the word I'm looking for? Like really low in their life. This can also be for people who are feeling really great in their life, but they're not sure why they're not able to move to the next step.
Well, even I know a lot of our facilitators too are running sports team building programs. So their children are on a sports team, but they run these programs so that the team creates a better bond or they learn how to communicate better.
Mm-hmm. You bet. And Absolutely. What about the teachers of the schools? They, it's so powerful to be a part of these programs that they become one solid unit in the school to also be able to help their kids. I mean, and that's just one small part is schools. Schools yeah. have such a way, like the sky is the limit when you understand what these programs do for the human being. And every human being on this earth needs these programs.
Yes. Even from the team aspect, because you know, back in the day, it was all about everybody figuring out their own thing. Now everything is team-based. Like mm-hmm. even in college,
university,
yeah. you know, where you work. When you're employed, you still have to work in pods of people.
Yeah. Oh, a job. Okay. I'm like, where's she going with this?
It's just the words, they're in here, but they're not coming out of here right now.
But that's right.
Anytime pods. You're in pods, you're always still working in teams, and teamwork is absolutely essential. But one of those things that can be really hard to build the skills upon. And actually, I'll even take the time to read one more because I can. But Jordy reminded me to be in the moment and to surrender, to trust humbly myself into life's journey. JR reminded me of teamwork and to work in the team, to have patience, to have empathy, and to trust the process. And that team thing is one that comes up regularly in all of our different groups.
Everything.
Of how do you work with these different people? How do you figure out how to communicate with other people and everything that goes along with that? Because teamwork now in today's day and age is essential. You have to be able to work with others in a job, in a community, in a family, all of those pieces come
and together. You don't even necessarily have to like the people within the team, but if you know how to work within that team with those people, then it's their success.
Exactly. You bet, and understand them. And that's why it's so great too with us. We're like a one huge team as well, because we don't want to do it by ourselves. Nah, who needs to do things by themselves anymore? Let's work together.
Especially when you can pull from other people's brains and then
talents.
Yeah, add it on. It's amazing, amazing, amazing.
You bet.
The next piece is too, is there's organizations in your area. So
Google search that and even go to your town or to your city hall, wherever it is that you're thinking of going to find out what does exist. I know, I'm sorry, I'm going back to youth again, but it's because youth is a really huge part of our business and women is a huge part of our business. But even those, like there's after school programs or there's kids who are stay-at-home learners, you know, again, if we go into the women piece, how great for the parent who is staying home. Those are great programs also for them to do because their kids are always, well, in their life every day, right? And then also for those youth, they also need extracurricular activities as well. This is a brilliant way because it's physical, you move, you're thinking, you're growing, you're learning, and it's experiential learning. When you have experiential learning, you retain all of that.
Absolutely.
So I would definitely do that. And again, Google search is one of the best ways to do it because remember, people will also come to you. You build it, they will come, kind of like the Field of Dreams in a way, because we will have people, well, we've had people actually travel from Chicago, which is interesting because we don't even market in the U.S.,
but from all over
they found us. So that was pretty cool. But we will have people come 2 hours away. For our women's programs, we have people who come 3 to 6 hours away and then rent a hotel for the weekend. So you see, don't worry about if your population isn't saying that this is going to be enough
and
clients.
Even with a population, we have facilitators who live in a town of 500 people. That is it.
That's itsy.
They have so many contracts coming out of their yin yang because they go to little towns or reserves yeah. or they go to the next biggest city closest to them. And just because of the power of the horse and how these programs work, people want to come to them.
They do.
And it is like the field of dreams.
Yeah, it really yeah. is. It is. And look at the pattern here too for yourself. So once you've gone through the who the people are that you would love to help but you know personally, and then who are the people in your community, check out what the pattern is. If it tends to be mostly women, that's going to be one of your passions. If it tends to be mostly youth or mostly men or whoever else that may be, then check out that pattern. That's where you start searching on Google to see what groups and organizations around that feed into those groups that you're really having a passion for, because then that will help you to move forward in those sections as well.
Bet.
Anywho, so with this course, the one thing we want you guys to know as well is that this is just as much for all of us as facilitators.
No, nope.
Give up talking. As it is for the participants who come through our doors. Mm-hmm. And for myself, I know that working with these horses, seeing people make the steps forward in their lives has changed my life. Time and time and time again. It's helped me to get through some of the low points. It's been always there to push me farther and further in the high points of life. But it really is the course that changes everyone it touches. It changed our families. It changed mm-hmm. how we parent. It changed how we are as partners to our significant others. It really is an impactful course to every part of your life, not only the people who walk through your doors.
Oh my goodness, it's so true. And because that horse is so about living in a moment, I think that's the most grounding piece for all of us. Because I think so many of us are living in a future that doesn't exist yet, or we live in a past, and that kind of sometimes brings us down. But living with horses in this life-changing course is phenomenal, because you always stay in your moment. Why? They make you. And understanding clearly what the horse is saying, I think, is the most brilliant piece to this course. Mm-hmm. Because there's lots of us who have horses. We're like, yeah, ears pin, ear tail swish, we know what this means. But do you clearly understand what the horse is really saying? And in these courses, you will understand. There is way more profound communication that's going on than you ever suspected or ever even thought was possible. And again, that helps us to have that life-changing understanding that, hey, we too weren't listening before. So I really love this course for keeping you grounded.
So maybe we'll read a couple more of these just before we are done as well.
Sure.
Here's one here. So Miss Faye taught me I'm a leader and I can stand my ground, and she pushed me to surrender my fear. She's amazing. I love her. Another one is, today I learned a lot about bravery. On my way out to Equine Connection, I was so lost in my head and thoughts about my decisions and my past. Working with the horse brought me out of my mind and present into the moment. I chose to switch horses, and I also realized that the connection with the horse was better. With comfort came bravery. So I thought that was pretty amazing too.
Oh, we should save a few for the next lives, because we got lots of lives to do.
Can I just do one more?
Oh my goodness.
Please. You guys will love it.
Okay.
Oh my goodness. Every time I come here, I leave happier and full of more confidence. Jordy did all the obstacles with my partner and I, and we worked awesome as a team. I worked with Jordy the very first time I came, and he hardly moved. Jordy is a softer and slower horse. He needs encouragement and cuddles to get going and to move all of us together. I was having a very sad day, and I can't believe how much these horses changed my mood and for the better. I was very excited that Jordy lifted his foot for me when I asked, so that I could place his foot on the glove. Today, I feel, I love today, and I love them all.
They are all pretty profound. And I love any time they make these beautiful statements. It's always a way in this business, in this certification, we parallel it to their life. Because we have to always take the learning that's happened from the arena, from their words, and then we got to place them in their life with those parallels so that they understand how to use those learning tools that they have just got.
Well, Carson and I had one course because you were traveling, I think, for work.
Yeah.
She doesn't just get to travel on her own anymore. She has to do it all for work.
But they came in, for an orientation, just like the very first program, just get to know the horses. And we thought it was good. Yeah.
A good program. Then we read the journals. We were like dropping the mic and high-fiving after and everything, because it was phenomenal what they took. Just from the moments of meeting and understanding the horse, they were able to parallel that to their own lives. Well, like they really moved.
And even some of them, they only moved maybe 5 steps the whole time, but they moved a 1,200-pound animal. And to them, yes, that was incredible. I mean, to me, it's still incredible.
Yeah, but yeah, yeah, totally. And it just is, it's always a nice reminder, even for us, after doing it as long as we've been doing it, to have that 1 hour program, mm-hmm, where we had never met these women before. And just 1 hour that they were in with us and reading the journals afterwards made us, it just makes everything we do worthwhile and amazing.
Everything.
It's incredible.
Fell in love all over again.
Yeah.
And remember, your clients are never going to be horse people. I mean, you can, don't get me wrong. You could add that component in, but we're actually working more with the non-horse people. And that's where it's so exciting, because they're scared, they're nervous, they're full of fear. And it's so brilliant to see a human being work through all of those pieces because of the horse. Yes. So hopefully you had a great day hearing some of these amazing testimonials.
And once again, how can you combine your passion of working with horses and with people? Well, the first one is think about
the people you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Think about your community, the people in your community that you might be able to help. Then again, think about those organizations that are out there. Google them. Get them all going. Of people you could also be able to help within your area. And then number 4 was upcoming opportunities.
Where are we going to be?
Yes, go on the website, equineconnection.ca, and click that upcoming courses button. And then, of course, the last one is this course is just as much for you as it is for everyone who walks into your arena.
Yes, and we would love you guys to join our team.
Yes,
absolutely.
Yes. Miss
family. Have a great one, all.
Thanks so much for tuning in today with us gals from Equine Connection on today's episode of Changing Lives with a Horse, of course. Next week, we're going to have tons more information, and please join us then for more chatting on how these phenomenal creatures are really the best teachers around. We'll talk to y'all then.